And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm in-house with three lovely ladies, three cast members from Steel Magnolias. It's the 52nd season of El Paso Playhouse. And with me, Eurydice Salcedo, Kaya, and Amanda Vasquez. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming down, and especially in this heat and the humidity and everything, it can get kind of nasty and stuff.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. Let's talk about the current production. Let's talk about the 52nd season and Steel Magnolias.
Ooh. Oh, we're excited. We cannot wait.
Super excited.
I think since we were able to see who the cast was going to be and get to know each other, we've just been pumped to show it to the world.
I like that.
We want to show everybody. It's fabulous. It's so good.
It's wonderful working with women. It's all women. And there's something about that in the play, that there are characters that you relate to. Mothers, daughters, friends, and it's been really nice working with the cast, who are all women and very talented and creative. It's very empowering.
Yeah.
It has a wonderful message, and a lot of people know of Steel Magnolias through the film.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stage version, written by the same author.
Right. And it was written first. Some people think that the play is taken from the movie, but it's not. It's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
The play was written first, and then the same author adapted the screenplay for the movie. So when people go, oh, they didn't do it exactly like the movie, that's because the movie was second.
Isn't that always the case?
It is.
I like stage presentations better than the motion picture, because the motion picture has a tendency to time compress.
Right.
And when you get into the situation of stage, you feel a bond with all of the characters in one form or another.
Well, and especially in this play, because the women are so real.
Mm-hmm.
They're not characters. They're not cartoons. They're not. They're real women that actually existed. By the way, the author wrote this play in honor of his sister Susan.
Robert Harling,
okay. The author, yes, wrote the play. Thank you. Thank you, Truvy.
You're welcome.
With your two cents all the time. He wrote the play in honor of his sister, and it's beautiful. And then our director had the wonderful foresight. Veronica Frescas is our director, and we're very blessed to have her as well as our leader on this beautiful ship.
Definitely.
But she had the foresight to really give us the backstory of not just the movie, but of the woman and the women that existed in true life. And so that's a nice little tool that we were able to bring to the stage and hopefully make everybody so real.
And we hope that you relate to us as characters.
Yeah.
That we have grown to love them. And
oh, yes. For sure. I don't even think we call each other by our names anymore.
I don't even know who Amanda is.
Yeah. Who's Amanda? I'm Clary.
Oh, hi, Clary. So it's a wonderful play that does connect the audience with the actors.
Very easily and very quickly, I think.
Yes. And everybody loves it. Loves it by heart.
Mm-hmm. You know, the beautiful part about stage production is that when you see a live production, you get to really feel the three dimensions of that character and bond with the character. And it doesn't matter if it's the lead or if it's a secondary actor. You just get a chance to bond and then really become part of the landscape of that stage presentation.
Definitely. It's very exciting. There's a lot of buzz going on. Opening night is Friday.
Oh, excited.
Oh, yeah, $10 only, everybody. Just $10 a ticket.
And
the fact of the matter is, even though you're coming to see, a quote-unquote, I'm a big fan of the air quotes, but we're on radio, so I had to say that I was doing it.
Yeah.
You can't see
so
me doing it.
So that they would know.
There you go.
Anyway, but even though it's a staged production, I promise you that the rapport and the genuine love between the people on stage is real.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we do
like each other a whole lot, and which is rare when it's a group of women. I think sometimes, especially on stage, sometimes there's the cattiness. But I don't think any of us have felt that way at all. Like, we all just kind of embraced each other. She and I had a moment, but we fixed it. We're fine.
So why? We're good Korean now. Shelby.
We love each other now.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's all part of being the family that you are.
Right.
That's
There's
part
a little
of it.
Bit of dysfunction in every family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It happens.
Let's not even talk about the radio station. But anyway.
I love that.
And performing arts in general.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. When you mentioned the dysfunction, I immediately started thinking about Idiot's Delight that I was in West Texas State years ago. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, how did I get into this mess? And I had a non-speaking role of 3 seconds on stage and off stage. And I'm thinking, how did I get into this? I need to leave. But I didn't.
No, of course
you
don't.
Because it's all part of the family.
You can. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think any of us would really, none of us can see this particular play without anyone else cast in the roles that they're cast in. Like
I definitely feel that way.
It was
when I look at you, I see Clarie. When I look at you, I see Trudy.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the big hair.
For Weezer, we
well,
love
the big
Weezer.
Something. We're just
Ooh,
not gonna.
Clarie, we're on radio.
Oh, well, she's got a dirty mind. I'm sorry. I've been in Clarie's head for like a month and a half.
It's true. I've seen it. It's
Clarie's gonna say dirty things, y'all. Come see the show.
$10, guys. $10.
The beautiful part is that I can already feel like I'm already in Louisiana.
Oh, well, welcome.
Good.
We don't get
very
your hair
hard
done.
On those
There's Lord nowhere better than Truvis to get your hair done in Chicopin Parish.
There you go. See, that's all part of the fun of this whole thing, and that's all part of the history that's been the El Paso Playhouse.
Yes. Staple in the community, that playhouse.
52 years.
Yeah, it survives off of the community, the community's involvement.
Yeah, and we would be nothing without the volunteers that come and really for
work hard.
Even for little thanks, I hate to say it because we're all so busy, but they come in and they put in 110%. By the way, John Estrada was our set designer. I don't know if y'all out there know who he is, but he's also a staple in the community now, becoming and in the theater realm because his sets are beautiful, and he's efficient, and he's smart, and he's so easy to work with. He's the nicest guy on the
you
planet.
See the
and he's
going
to hate me for saying all these nice things.
That's okay. We're recording it so we can keep it.
It'll be up on the website as well, which is a real
good,
cool thing.
Great. Yeah. Well, yes. And all of our crew, you know, everybody pitches in. We're very blessed to have the volunteers that we
everybody's
have.
Everybody's given 110% or even more, sometimes blood, sweat, and tears. And that's allowed in a theater.
I'm missing I'm missing a finger.
That's okay. Right. Well, let's not show the public now, honey.
They put it back on. It's all right now.
It's all right now.
But we've had wonderful support from the community. We've had Jaime Barba from UTD also come on.
Oh,
and
yes.
He's our costumer.
And his costume, he did a wonderful
and we
job.
Look just... We came out of the 80s. Big hair and everything. And
oh, yeah.
Pads.
That's
just
been
wonderful.
The funnest part.
The costumes. And seeing each other, when we each revealed our costumes to each other, like complete, we were all delighted to see each other because we could see the character. We finally got to see
Weezo. 80s we tunes in the dressing room.
Uh-huh.
You get really pumped.
Oh, nice.
So you can imagine. You can imagine. Big hair, big nails, big shoulder pads, and 80s music.
Yeah.
And a little bit of wind.
And just a little wham.
Yeah.
Just a little
and
bit.
Just a peppering.
Just a smidge. A sousson.
So if I may add, I think it's a blessing that we're opening 52 years, 52nd season for the El Paso Playhouse. El Paso Playhouse with Steel Magnolias. It's a staple.
Yes.
It's been done before, but it has a different taste this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the opening show.
Exactly.
The street that the Playhouse crosses is Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. So it's meant to be.
Very nice observation.
She is a bright one, isn't she?
I try so very hard.
So we want the community to come out and
enjoy
and
the show with us.
Yes.
It's and tomorrow, we are having it catered by R&B Soul Food.
They are delicious.
And we were at KVIA earlier and we mentioned that and they went
Soul food.
Really? No, and when we said from where, they were so excited. They were like, oh, man. And we were like, yeah, y'all got to go tomorrow for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Line up, if nothing else, for the food.
Yeah, make reservations.
Well, and for us.
Well, yeah.
I want my mama to see me on stage.
Oh, there's that. There's always that. How funny.
But we're thankful to the community that we have been allowed to be here. Well, I'm going to add myself to 52 years.
I'm going to do that, too.
Because I am, like, 185.
I'm 12 years away from being a part of
And you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
And you look great.
It's all a hairspray, really. So we want to bring everybody in. I want to say thank you to everybody who has helped and pitched in. From our director, Veronica Frescas, who this is her little baby. She really likes the movie. And I hope that is that.
She said that with a really – she kind of looked at us really intensely when she said that. She was like, she really likes the movie.
She knows every single line.
No.
You know what? Right here on the radio, I challenge Veronica Frescas to a line off of Steel Magnolias. Ooh. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know every line.
Oh. Uh-oh. Mm. And whoever wins donates the money to KTEP.
Oh, nice. And I declare Veronica Fresca's the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, Corrie, that came out fast.
I give her the title.
I surrender.
I'm sorry, Dennis. We took over. So any questions?
No, that's fine. No, listen. That's all about.
I was like, did he know who he invited to this interview?
He brings ladies of Truvies over here.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you that way. I just feel like I'm part of the beauty shop.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that's what we want everybody to feel when they come to
exactly.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been adapted many times. It's been in Chinese, in Russian. There's that one with Queen Latifah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think everyone can relate to just gossiping and sitting.
And getting your hair done and talking about life. And they...
dealing with real issues.
Real issues and giggling about things and laughter through tears and all of that stuff. They're all things that you can relate to. Even if you're not a woman, just family situations where you could sit there and say, mira, parece mi tía. Mira, igualita que mi mamá. Or whatever, she's just like my sister. And that's the draw of Steel Magnolias, is that no matter who you are and when you watch it, at what point in your life, you're going to relate to somebody in that cast.
The beautiful part about it, too, is that Steel Magnolias was written at a time before social media.
Right.
And so what's happening on stage is something that's lacking in society right now, which is that interaction, that gossip thing.
Yeah.
I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I miss it a lot. Listen, after I get out of here, I'm latching up with a bunch of girlfriends downtown at the Cap. And we're going to sit there and just have a clatch, right?
I'm from Fabens, and on Saturdays, my dad, he's in his 80s. My beautiful father. But on Saturday mornings, you better believe he gets dressed up and goes to Rodarte's, right? Has his menudito and his coffee with his comadres, which are the other farmers in the area, But that's their beauty shop.
Right.
What I mean? So I bet if my dad came to see it, even he would relate to the show because he'd be like, that's just like this person and that's just like that person.
Yeah, strong women in your life. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's true.
Amen.
A force to be reckoned with.
We can't be hidden, y'all.
None of us can.
But you made a good point, Ennis. Yeah, we've lost that social touch. Yesterday I went out and everybody in my table was on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm here too.
We laughed at each other as soon as we got to the interview earlier. We were like, we giggled for a little while, and then we sat down and started posting stuff. And we're like, okay, we can put your
phone
away.
We'll talk to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, you're here.
Hi.
You're still here.
Maybe we need to do a play about social media and how it's ruined our communication skills.
It feels like a dark Greek tragedy.
Yeah,
that's actually Veronica Fresca's next project. She'll be playwriting.
You hear that, Veronica
Fresca? That's what she'll be working on next.
I like how she's been called out twice in this interview.
And I want in on the project, too.
We all witness to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I walk into rehearsal, I will be walking in through the back door so that she doesn't see me.
She'll be waiting.
I know. She's going to be like, Amanda. As it is, she's going to make me move into her house because I'm always late.
What? We're not supposed to say that.
I know.
It's fashionable.
I know.
You just had something else to do that kind of got in the way.
I didn't mean it. It wasn't on purpose.
But... She took it away. I'm kidding. No, she didn't.
I'm kidding.
See, maybe we can mention the rest of our cast.
Please do.
Christy Castaños is Annelle.
Yes, and she's wonderful.
She's wonderful.
She's so...
Minden Dixon is Weezer.
Yes, and she's...
And you will not be disappointed.
She is spot on. She's perfect.
Leslie Lee Tucker Horvath.
Oh, will break
is
your
Malin,
heart.
Your
ladies
mama.
And gentlemen.
My mother. She does play my mother. She's wonderful.
Heartbreaking and beautiful on stage.
And then the three of us. Am I forgetting
the three of us?
Okay.
Oh, and then there's Rhett.
Oh, yeah, the dog.
And we have a cameo by a local DJ. Is that correct?
Oh, that's
that
true.
That is our, but I don't.
Jamie Lynn for opening night?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Our recording.
Bobcat?
Steven?
From KK will be doing some of our radio.
He's our voiceover radio guy. Whenever we have the radio on, he's our DJ.
Ah, very nice.
So yeah,
cool.
That's what we've got going on.
See that?
And right now in his head, he's like, "And why didn't you call me?"
Oh, this is awkward. Clarice owns the radio station. Ah. You should talk to her. Because I just do hair.
Well, let's go ahead and put a little bow on this one and ask. This will be running through
August 8th.
So there's time to catch up and have a
Friday, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Doors open at 7 on Friday and Saturday. Doors open at 1 on Sunday. Come after church. Come before church on Sundays. We're serving food tomorrow.
Yep.
Just come for a night out. Cheaper than the movies. Mm-hmm. What else can we say? Fabulous cast. Beautiful women.
Yeah.
We're all gorgeous, obviously.
Absolutely. If this wasn't radio, this would be TV, and y'all would be sparkling.
Ooh, he is good.
He's good.
We'll keep you around.
Can you follow us around? I like this.
I could do that. I could do that a lot.
If I may get a small shout out, a shout out to our season coming.
You betcha.
We are opening with Steel Magnolias. Following us is Blood Wedding, a Lorca play, Spanish and English.
Bodas de Sangre.
And then we're doing from a Steve Martin play from
Picasso at the La Pine Agile, and it's written by Steve Martin, and it is
hilarious.
Wonderfully smart and funny, and that I love that show. I'm sorry, I'm going on. Anyway.
No, go on. Yes. I like your radio voice. It's sexy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh.
This is my radio voice. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, you could do my jazz show.
Oh, I would love to.
Come on down.
I would. I'd love to.
Actually, ladies, why not let's do guest DJ.
That sounds sexy.
Shouldn't tease us that way.
I'm not teasing you.
I know.
This is an open invitation.
I would love to.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do this. Yes.
Is that when you put the headphones on and you go like that?
And can I go, wiki, scratchy, scratchy, wiki, wiki.
No scratchy, scratchy with Miles.
It'll be very soothing. I have a very soothing voice.
I like that.
Oh. Come into my parlor. Mm.
Can we talk like this?
Let me play some music for you.
Oh. Let's just talk
this is really
this
good.
Is nice.
He's like, keep talking. That's soothing.
That's what I'm
jazzy.
Thinking.
Ooh. I will do, no?
I'm already thinking about the overnights and taping your shows.
No.
Multiple overnights.
You shouldn't tease
us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You really
shouldn't
tease us. Because I'm going to lie awake at night and think, he never came through.
I know. He didn't call us. What's the deal? Did we not, did we push too hard?
No, not at all.
We'll just text him several times.
We're too eager.
Yeah, just to make sure that he got them. Maybe his phone was off.
Then we'll show up.
Maybe his phone died. Maybe he changed his number. We're going to have to come by the
drive stock up very sick.
Drive by
slowly.
And he
just can't get to the phone.
Will you have the light on in the window? Will we know if you're here?
Absolutely.
Was there a light or something? Can we throw things at him?
That got a little creepy, guys. He's never going to want
to. That got creepy fast, too. Like,
all of a sudden, I'm thinking of Blondie's One Way or Another.
Ooh. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you.
Yeah. Well, ladies, seriously, the invitation's open. I will contact you.
Awesome.
I will. I will do that because I'd really love to do that.
Yay.
We'll bring the whole cast. Ooh.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I think he's like, A room full of women. I don't know about that.
All of the information's up on our website, and El Paso Primetime will return here in just a little bit.